بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. In the name of Allah, the Most Merciful, the One who bestows mercy. Indeed, all praise is due to Allah, the Lord of the worlds, and may peace and blessings be upon our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, upon his family, companions, and all those who follow the guidance of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam until Yawm al-Qiyamah. In the previous lesson, we went through the fifth matter which invalidates a person's Islam. And the author, rahimullah, he said, "Man abghada shay'an min ma ja'a bihi ar-rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam." Whoever hates anything which the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam came with, even if he does that action, kafir, that person has left the fold of Islam. For example, a person hates the salah, even if he prays, the person has left the fold of Islam. And in this lesson, we come to the sixth matter which invalidates a person's Islam. And the author, Al-Imam Al-Mujaddid, Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab, rahimullah, he said, "Man istahza'a bi shay'in min deeni Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wasallam." That anybody who mocks or jokes about something from the religion of the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, aw thawabihi, or mocks a reward which has been mentioned, أو عقابه, or mocks a punishment, kafir, this person has also disbelieved. And what's the evidence? He said, وَالدَّلِيلُ قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى, the saying of Allah, قُلْ أَبِاللَّهِ وَآيَاتِهِ وَرَسُولِهِ كُنْتُمْ تَسْتَأْزِئُونَ. Say, was it regarding Allah and His ayat and His messenger, كُنْتُمْ تَسْتَهْزِئُونَ, that you were making istihza, i.e. you were mocking and joking? Then Allah said, لا تعتذروا قد كفرتم بعد إيمانكم. Don't make any excuses because you have disbelieved after your iman. قد كفرتم بعد إيمانكم. You have disbelieved, you have fallen into kufr after your iman. So this is the sixth matter which invalidates a person's Islam. Mocking or joking about Allah, His Messenger, the religion, the rulings of Islam, the rewards of Islam, the punishments of Islam, joking about anything regarding al-Islam is kufr. And if you remember, in the previous lesson, he said, whoever hates anything from Islam. And in this lesson, whoever jokes about anything in al-Islam. So hating something goes back to the heart, and it's kufr. And joking about something which is done upon the tongue is also kufr. So if this hatred is in the heart, it's kufr. And if the joking is upon the tongue, then it is kufr. Now this ayah, in which Allah said, قُلْ أَبِاللَّهِ وَآيَاتِهِ وَرَسُولِهِ كُنْتُمْ تَسْتَهْزِئُونَ. Say, is it regarding Allah and His ayat and His messenger that you were joking about? لَا تَعْتَذِرُوا قَدْ كَفَرْتُمْ بَعْدَ إِيمَانِكُمْ. Don't make excuses. You have disbelieved after your iman. This ayah, it was revealed due to a particular reason. And it is that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam with a number of companions, they were getting ready for a battle. And it was the battle of Tabuk. So they were going and getting ready for Ghazwat Tabuk. And a group of people, they remained behind. And those people, they remained behind and they started joking about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and his companions. So they said, مَا رَأَيْنَا مِثْلَ قُرَّائِنَا هَؤُلَاء. He said, we've never seen people like our qurra. And the meaning of qurra is scholars and people of knowledge and people who have memorized the Qur'an, meaning the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions. They said, أَرْغَبُ بُطُونًا أو أَطْوَلُ بُطُونًا. They were mocking at how big some of them were. That we've never seen people who have larger stomachs. وَلَا أَكْذَبُ أَلْسِنَةً. And we've never seen people who are more lying. وَلَا أَجْبَنُ عِنْدَ اللِّقَاءِ. And we have never seen people who are more cowardice when they meet the enemy. Are you referring to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and his companions? Of course, the Prophet and his companions, they were already getting ready to go for the war. These were a group of people who had met in a house somewhere. In that sitting was a young person. And the name of the young person was Auf ibn Malik radiallahu anhu. Auf ibn Malik, when he heard these people joking about the companions and the Prophet and saying that they overweight or saying that they not very brave and so on and so forth, he said to this man, because there was one man speaking, mocking, the others were listening. So one man is joking and making these comments and the other people around him are listening. This young person stood up and he addressed that one who was joking. And he said, "Kadhabt, walakinnaka munafiq." He said, "You're lying, and it's because you are a munafiq." He said, "La akhbaranna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam," that I'm going to go and inform the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam about that which you are saying. So this young person, he got up and he went to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam to inform them of what some of these people are saying and how they're mocking and joking the Prophet and his companions. However, when he got to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he realized that revelation, wahi, had already been revealed to the Prophet. So this ayah had already been revealed, because of course Allah heard what they were saying. So before Auf ibn Malik could get to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he saw that the wahi had already reached him. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam knew about that which had occurred. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he got on his horse and he started preparing for the battle. Then that person who was making the mockery and the jokes, he found out that the revelation has come to the Prophet. So he went to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam and he started making his excuses. He said, "Innama kunna nakhudu wa nal'ab," that we were only joking, we didn't really mean it, we were only jesting. It wasn't something that we meant. We know you're the Messenger of Allah, we know they're the companions, but we were just having a joke or a laugh between each other. And this man, they say he was holding on to the saddle of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, لا يلتفت إليه, he wouldn't turn to him. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he kept repeating again and again, أَبِاللَّهِ وَآيَاتِهِ وَرَسُولِهِ كُنْتُمْ تَسْتَهْزِئُونَ, is it regarding Allah and His Messenger and His ayat which you were joking about? لَا تَعْتَذِرُوا قَدْ كَفَرْتُمْ بَعْدَ إِيمَانِكُمْ, don't many make any excuses now because you have fallen into kufr after your iman. And this man kept making excuses that we didn't mean it, we weren't serious, we didn't intend this, it isn't anything in our heart, we're just joking, we're just a laugh that we're having. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam kept saying, أَبِاللَّهِ وَآيَاتِهِ وَرَسُولِهِ كُنْتُمْ تَسْتَهْزِئُونَ, this is regarding Allah and His ayat and His messengers that you are making istihza, joking and mockery. لَا تَعْتَذِرُوا قَدْ كَفَرْتُمْ بَعْدَ إِيمَانِكُمْ, don't make any excuses because you have fallen into kufr after your iman. So this is the main evidence that anybody who jokes about anything regarding Islam has left the fold of Al-Islam. Even if he's only joking, even if the person says, "Look, I'm only joking," still has left the fold of Islam. The previous invalidator is somebody who hates something, meaning inside him, he has this intention that he hates something from Islam. This person might not hate something from Islam. This person might not intend to disrespect, but it's joking and mockery. Even if he was only joking, jesting about it, it is still kufr. A person might say that joking and jesting even about Islam is not kufr. Why? Because this ayah was revealed regarding those people, because those people were munafiqoon. Those people who were joking about the Prophet and his companions, they were munafiqoon. So they were already hypocrites. Not that they left Islam because of their actions. And Sheikh Salih Al-Fawzan, Hafizullah, he says no. Rather, those people were Muslims and they were not munafiqun. Why? Because towards the end of the ayah, Allah said, قَدْ كَفَرْتُمْ بَعْدَ إِيمَانِكُمْ, you have fallen into kufr after your iman. And the munafiqun are never described as having iman, because iman is something which is in the heart. So even when Allah spoke about the munafiqun, He said in other ayat, He said after your Islam. And that's correct. But He never said regarding them after your iman. And that is because there is a difference between Islam and iman. So Islam is when a person apparently prays the five daily prayers, says the Shahada, gives zakah, fasts Ramadan, this person is a Muslim. Whether he's lying in his heart or he's truthful in his heart, we can't judge that. But we can say the person is a Muslim. Because we can see that apparently he's praying in our masajid and he's facing our Qibla and he's praying the five daily prayers and he says, Ashhadu la ilaha illallah. Therefore, apparently he is a Muslim. What's in his heart is between him and Allah. We can never rule upon this person that he is a non-Muslim. However, Iman is that which is in the heart. And this is why sometimes Allah would affirm Islam for the munafiqoon, but never affirm Iman for them. So for example, Allah said, وَلَقَدْ قَالُوا كَلِمَةَ الْقُفْرِ, that those people, the munafiqoon, they said a word of kufr. وَكَفَرُوا بَعْدَ إِسْلَامِهِمْ, and they fell into disbelief after the Islam. So when Allah spoke about the munafiqoon, He said, they fell into kufr after the Islam. Meaning, apparently, they were upon Islam, but he never entered into the heart and they disbelieved. But he never affirmed Iman for them. Because Iman is the belief of the heart. So in this ayah, when Allah said, قَدْ كَفَرْتُمْ بَعْدَ إِيمَانِكُمْ, that you have disbelieved after your Iman, it shows that those people did have Iman. And they weren't munafiqun. But on account of them joking about the Prophet and his companions, even though it was only worldly joking, but they said regarding the Prophet and the companions that they are overweight and their bellies are like this and their tongues are like this and they cowardice, but still they left the fold of Islam. There are a number of benefits which can be derived from this ayah. قُلْ أَبِاللَّهِ وَآيَاتِهِ وَرَسُولِهِ كُنْتُمْ تَسْتَهْزِئُونَ لَا تَعْتَذِرُوا قَدْ كَفَرْتُمْ بَعْدَ إِيمَانِكُمْ. The first of these benefits is the obligation of respecting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and exalting Allah jalla sha'nuhu. And that anybody who jokes about anything regarding our Lord, then this is kufr. This is disbelief and the person has left the fold of Islam. Like the Jews used to do, the Yahud. The Yahud, they used to say, Yadullahi maghlula, that the hand of Allah, it is shackled or tied. Allah said, Ghullat aydihim, wa lu'inu bima qalu, that it is their hands which are shackled and they are cursed because of the statement which they have made. So anybody who mocks anything regarding Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is al-kufr. And this also shows us the importance of giving tarbiyah to our young. That we have to teach them about respecting Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You don't joke about Allah. You don't jest about Allah. Anything about Allah, that's a red line. You never ever go there. Joke about yourself, joke about your family, joke about me, your father, your mother. Don't joke about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second thing we benefit from this ayah is also the obligation of exalting and respecting the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that anybody who insults or jokes or mocks the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and doesn't respect him has left the fold of al-Islam. And if you remember in Surah Al-Hujarat, when we went through Surah Al-Hujarat, Allah taught the believers how they should be with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, la tuqaddimu bayna yaday Allahi wa rasulih. O people of Iman, do not put yourselves in front of Allah and His Messenger. In the second ayah, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, la tarfa'u aswatakum fawqa sawti nabi. O people of Iman, do not raise your voices above the voice of the Prophet. The third instruction, وَلَا تَجْهَرُوا لَهُ بِالْقَوْلِ كَجَهْرِ بَعْضِكُمْ لِبَعْضِ, and do not address or call out to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam like you address each other. And then Allah said, أَن تَحْبَطَ أَعْمَالُكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ, that if you do this, if you don't respect him, and if you're negligent regarding his rights, then all of your actions will be lost and you have not realized. Meaning maybe you will fall into ridda and al-kufr, na'udhu billah. So the point is that also the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has to be respected and we don't joke about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And also we teach this to our children. We have to give them this tarbiyah that when it comes to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, there's no joking, there's no mocking. Joke about everything else, but don't joke about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And also when it comes to addressing the messenger, we don't say, Muhammad, na'udhu billah, Muhammad said, we say, Ya Rasulullah, Rasulullah he said, Nabiullah he said. So when you are informing about the Prophet, his name can be mentioned. But when a person is addressing the Prophet, this is what we find in the Quran, when it's an address to the Prophet, when the companions used to address the Prophet, then they used to mention Ya Rasulullah or Ya Nabiyullah, unlike this. So for example, you can say, Muhammad ibn Abdullah is the messenger of Allah, because you're only informing that this man Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he was given the message. So when it comes to Bab al-Ikhbar, when you're informing regarding the Prophet, yes, you can mention the name. But when the companion used to call out to the Prophet, they never said Ya Muhammad. They used to say Ya Rasulullah and Ya Nabiyullah or Al-Mustafa or sometimes Abul Qasim or sometimes Walladhi ba'athaka bilhaq. I call you by the one who sent you with the truth, unlike this. So these manners and etiquettes we have to teach our children. Allah said, لِتُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَتُعَزِّرُوهُ وَتُوَقِّرُوهُ. So you may believe in Allah and His Messenger and support Him and aid Him. وَتُسَبِّحُوهُ and glorify Him بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا in the morning and the evening. The ulama mentioned in this ayah, the last bit, وَتُسَبِّحُوهُ بُكْرَةً وَأَصِيلًا, that you make tasbih in the morning and evening, this is regarding Allah. وَتُعَزِّرُوهُ وَتُوَقِّرُوهُ and that you support Him and you respect Him, this is regarding the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The third thing that we benefit from this ayah is also that we have an obligation towards the Quran, the Book of Allah, the speech of Allah, that we have to respect it. And we don't joke about it. And neither do we use its ayat in joking. And this is sometimes, the subhanAllah, some practicing brothers, afallahu anhum, they fall into. That as a joke, they don't intend it in any bad way, but they'll use an ayah in a light way, and it isn't correct. So from complete respect is that person doesn't do this, and rather he respects it. Because Allah said, قُلْ أَبِاللَّهِ وَآيَاتِهِ. Was it regarding the ayat of Allah, i.e. the Qur'an, that you were joking and mocking? So anybody who mocks an ayah from the Qur'an, then this is also kufr. Also, the obligation of respecting the religion of Islam and the rulings of Al-Islam, the rewards of Islam, the punishments of Islam. If anybody mocks anything, the culture of Islam, anybody mocks this, then it is kufr. Also, not only the Prophet, but his sunnah. The obligation of respecting his sunnah and not mocking his sunnah. So somebody mocks the beard, somebody mocks the miswak, somebody mocks the hijab, somebody mocks walking to the masjid, for example, mocks something from the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he knows that it's a sunnah, then this is kufr and ridda. Also, Sheikh Salih al-Fawzan says, from the benefits of this ayah, or this story, is the obligation of respecting the ulama, the scholars. Why? Because the ulama, like the Prophet said, hum warathatul anbiya, they are the inheritors of the prophets. So respecting the ulama, respecting the imams, respecting the khatibs, not mocking them, not talking bad about them, because they are the inheritors of the Prophet. They are conveying the message of the prophets. And Allah said, يَرْفَعِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مِنْكُمْ وَالَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْعِلْمَ دَرَجَاتِ, that Allah has raised the people of iman amongst those who have been given knowledge. Allah has raised them. And then a person comes along and he mocks them, and he humiliates them, and he puts them down. You have to be very careful. And that person in this story, that wretched person, when he was mocking them, what did he say? He said, مَا رَأَيْنَا مِثْلَ قُرَّائِنَا, that we've never seen people, like he's saying almost, we've never seen people as silly as our qurra. And qurra is an Arabic word and is plural, and it's the plural of qari. But in the olden days, Qurra didn't refer to people who could read Qur'an and memorize Qur'an. Rather, it used to relate to the scholars, the people of knowledge. Because in the olden days, those who memorized the Qur'an and they knew the Qur'an, they were the scholars, they were the people of knowledge. Only nowadays do we have Fulan is an alim and Fulan is a qari and Fulan is a hafid. What's a qari? He knows how to read the Qur'an. As for knowledge, he doesn't have knowledge. What's a hafid? Hafidh has memorized the Qur'an, but he's not a talib al-ilm, but he doesn't have any knowledge. And then you have the alim. At the time of the Salaf and the companions, The Qurra, they were the scholars, and the scholars were the Qurra. It's only because of the weakness of our time today. So the point is that when this man said, مَا رَأَيْتُ مِثْلَ قُرَّائِنَا, we've never seen people like our Qurra, i.e. our scholars, the people who are spreading the message of Islam, i.e. the Prophet and his companions. So from this ayah is that a person should also respect the scholars of Al-Islam. Now if a person mocks one of the scholars of Al-Islam, does this mean that this person is a kafir? Like in this story, it depends. If a person mocks the ulama because of the knowledge and the sharia and the sunnah which they are teaching, it is kufr. And if a person mocks a scholar because of something which is within himself, so it's not because of the religion, but for example, let's say as an example, this particular alim, he was very tall or very short, or he walked with a limp, or he's from a particular country, or he's a particular color, or anything like this. So he speaks a particular way, and therefore people mock him because of the way he speaks without any right, then this is not al-kufr. But if a person mocks an alim because of the knowledge that he is carrying, like the secularists do nowadays, the secularists, they mock the du'at, they mock the ulama, then it's very dangerous. Also, from the benefits of this ayah is generally respecting the Muslims and not mocking a Muslim, generally speaking. So even though it might not reach to the level of kufr, but it's still a sin. And also from the benefits of this ayah, and this is a very important benefit for us today, is that the person who was doing the mocking was only a single person. Remember the story? There was one person who was doing the talking and the mocking, and everybody else was just listening to him. They weren't joining in what he was saying. They weren't mocking along with him. They weren't saying anything. They were just silently sitting there and they were listening. But when Allah described them with kufr, He used the plural. He said, قَدْ كَفَرْتُمْ بَعْدَ إِيمَانِكُمْ, that all of you have left Islam, have disbelieved after your iman, all of you. So in this ayah, even though it was a single person who was doing the joking and the mocking, but the ruling applied on all of them. So Allah didn't say in this ayah, قَدْ كَفَرْتَ بَعْدَ إِيمَانِكَ, that you have disbelieved after your iman. He said, قَدْ كَفَرْتُمْ, all of you have disbelieved بعد إيمانكم, after your iman. And why is this? It's because those people who were sitting there, they remained silent. So it isn't allowed for a person to mock Allah and His Messenger and Islam and the Muslims, and neither is it allowed for a person to bear witness and listen and watch this mocking. And the reason why I mention this is because nowadays, on TV, on YouTube, there's channels and there's people, stand-up comedians, Muslims, and she might even be wearing a hijab, and he might even have a beard, might even be wearing a thobe, and that person is mocking the culture of Islam. So I'm not talking about mocking the Pakistani culture or the Arab culture, that's something else, but I'm talking about mocking Islam. Somebody, for example, makes a joke out of the miswak. This is kufr, because the miswak is from al-Islam. Or mocks the legislation of the beard, or mocks those sisters who wear the hijab and the niqab because they are wearing the hijab and the niqab, then this is al-kufr. And the sin is upon the one who is doing the mocking, and the sin is also upon the one who is listening and watching. So it's not allowed for a person to even watch those shows and laugh with that person. Never mind folding the clips onto other people. And many people are taking this lightly. Many people, they'll be sending you these clips and they might be mocking. There's a mocking of an imam, or there's a show, a play, which is mocking something from the masjid. So the least which a person should do is walk away, switch it off. That's the least. Better than this is to forbid and warn and speak against this person and put this person down and teach the people the dangers of what they're doing, and that this is kufr. The action is al-kufr. But the least which a person does is, if you're sitting in a gathering in which Islam, Tawheed, Aqeedah is being mocked, then you walk away. And this Allah mentioned in the Quran in a number of ayat. Allah said in Surah Al-An'am, وَإِذَا رَأَيْتَ الَّذِينَ يَخُوضُونَ فِي آيَاتِنَا, that if you see those people delving into our ayat, فَأَعْرِضْ عَنْهُمْ, then turn away from them. حَتَّى يَخُوضُوا فِي حَدِيثٍ غَيْرِ, until they start speaking about something else. So if you're sitting in a gathering and people are mocking the ayat, mocking Islam, Allah said, فَأَعْرِضْ عَنْهُمْ, turn away from them. حَتَّى يَخُوضُوا فِي حَدِيثٍ غَيْرِهِ, until they start speaking about something else. If they're speaking about something else, then you can sit with them. But if they're speaking about Islam, and they're mocking Islam, and they're delving into the ayat of Allah, then stay away from them. And also Allah said in the Quran, وَقَدْ نَزَّلَ عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الْكِتَابِ, that verily it has been revealed to you in the book, أَنْ إِذَا سَمِعْتُمْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ, that if you hear the ayat of Allah, يُكْفَرُ بِهَا وَيُسْتَهْزَأُ بِهَا, and people are disbelieving in the ayat of Allah, وَيُسْتَهْزَأُ بِهَا, and people are mocking or joking regarding the ayat of Allah, فَلَا تَقْعُدُوا مَعَهُمْ حَتَّى يَخُوضُوا فِي حَدِيثٍ غَيْرِ, then do not sit with them until they have different discussions. So if they're having different discussions, then you can sit. But if you're sitting with them and they're mocking the ayat of Allah, then you're not allowed to sit with them. And if you do sit with them silently, even if you don't take part, you just sit there silently, then it is al-kufr. Even if it's your father, or your father tells you to sit, or your mother tells you to sit, you're not allowed to. You have to walk away because it may be al-kufr. So, and also, for example, insulting their companions, insulting the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wasallam, insulting the Quran or anything like this. And of course, enters into this is sending text messages, tweets, Facebook posts, Instagram, forwarding them on. If it's mocking the ayat of Allah, mocking Muslims because of the Islam, mocking Hajj, for example, mocking the Kaaba, for example, then it is al-kufr, and you have to be very careful regarding this. And Sheikh Salih Fawzan, he says that if this mocking was taking place from the kuffar, no problem. We're ready to accept that because they are kuffar. But the big problem is that when the mocking and the joking is being done by Muslims or so-called Muslims, this is where the problem is. Like I said, a sister wearing a hijab and then she mocks the religion of Islam and she mocks the hijab. Or a man with a beard, a man wearing a thawb, a man wearing a turban, and then they are mocking Islam. This is a big problem and this is al-kuf. And then Sheikh Salih Fawzan, he mentions another point. It digresses slightly, but he says that there are some people and they say, let's put our differences to the side. We've got atheism in front of us. We need to battle atheism. So whether a person is a Quburi, a person who worships the people in the grave, from the extreme Sufi and the extreme Brelvi and these types of people, or if he's a Shi'i, put all that to the side, because in front of us are the Mulhideen, the atheists. And we Muslims need to come together and we need to fight the atheists. Sheikh Salih Fawzan, Hafidhullah, he says, ask them what is ilhad, what is atheism? Atheism is rejecting the belief in a creator. He said, a shirk is from the worst types of deviation, the worst types of ilhad. What's the difference between a person who rejects the existence of a creator and another person who affirms the existence of Allah and then he performs a shirk? No difference. That one is a kafir and that one is a kafir. Anybody who makes shirk and associates partners to Allah, worships a person in the grave, slaughters an animal in the name of a jinn, does tawaf around the grave and things like this, this is also kufr. So it doesn't make sense to ignore kufr to fight al-kufr. Rather, this may be worse than that, because shirk is the worst type of sin. And also, insulting the companions. Insulting the companions is kufr. Just like a person believing in atheism and rejecting the creator is kufr, then also a person insulting the companions, all of them, like the Rawafid do, this is also kufr. So how can we say, ignore the differences that we have, and us, the extreme Sufis and the Rawafid, the Quburis, we need to come together because we have atheism in front of us. These sins are just like atheism. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He chose the companions for the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said, radiyallahu anhum wa radu an, that Allah is pleased with them and they are pleased with Him. And this person, he says, Allahumma la'an Abu Bakr. Oh Allah, curse Abu Bakr, curse Umar, curse Aisha, radiyallahu anhum ajma'in. And also, ikhwati fillah, a last benefit from this ayah is that with regards to joking and mocking about Islam, it doesn't matter whether a person was serious or it was just a form or it was just a laugh. It's still kufr. And it doesn't even matter whether the person knew or didn't know. Meaning, if a person jokes about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and then he says, but I didn't know that joking about the Prophet is kufr, I didn't know that. It doesn't matter. So in many, many things, not knowing something is an excuse. If somebody doesn't pray, for example, and he didn't know that the whole time had come, or that this is an obligation, because let's say he's new to Islam or whatever, then it isn't kufr, because he didn't know. A woman didn't wear the hijab because she didn't know it was wajib. There's an excuse there. A person didn't fast in Ramadan because didn't know that Ramadan had entered. There's an excuse there. A person mocked Islam or Allah or His Messenger and he didn't know that this is kufr, it is still kufr. Because these people, when they came to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they said, we are believers. We didn't know it was kufr, we are believers. And Allah said, قَدْ كَفَرْتُمْ بَعْدَ إِيمَانِكُمْ. But after your iman, you have now fallen into disbelief.